Well, this is Dr. Stan, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Chuck Chrismeyer, who's an attorney who is called into the ministry at the height of his career, and he does talk radio, and you can hear him regularly on the satellite feed, Radio Liberty satellite feed, his satellite feed. He goes right up, and of course you can be heard 3 hours a day on our mutual satellite feed. So we hope that you'll sometime want to go and listen to his programs. Of course, he's actually on the IRA news network, and Marlon Maddox's old network of combined forces, and so you can hear his programs, and he'll tell you a little later how to do that. But we're going to be talking this evening certainly about the new book he's written. It's called The Seduction of the Saints, and it goes into the background of the fact that certainly most Christians in America really don't understand what is going on today. As America moves from being a Christian nation to, well, according to our president, we're no longer a Christian nation. He gave a talk recently in one of the Muslim countries, and he said America isn't a Christian nation. America isn't a Jewish nation. America is not a Muslim nation. America is just a nation. Well, certainly no other president would ever have dared say that we were not a Christian nation. We were founded by Christians under Christian principles, and those were, of course, laid out in our Declaration of Independence, that our freedoms came from God. But our current president has an entirely different outlook. But, of course, there's powerful forces at work within our society, which most people don't understand, and there are powerful spiritual forces in our society that most people don't understand that have effectively seduced the saints. And with that as a background, Chuck Chrismeyer, thank you so very much for being with us this evening.
Well, it's so great to be back with you, Stan, and with your listeners.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and pick up the story of your new book and why it is so important, and so important we're going to actually be carrying it and offering it to our listeners. And although Chuck did call me today a couple of weeks ago, he sent me a shipment of books, and you know, it ordinarily takes a little while for the books to get here, but when we had orders, none of them arrived, and I kept calling Chuck and saying, where are my books? And, of course, he sent me another shipment, but he called today and told me that the post office had just returned the label on the box of books. The books had been destroyed, the box had been destroyed, but they saved the label and sent it back to him. I couldn't help but wonder, why would somebody destroy a case of books about the misleading of the American Christians in our country? Go right ahead with that story, Chris.
Well, that's a good question, Stan. We live in profoundly challenging times. There's no question about that. And I think that increasingly most pastors and people have a growing conviction that we are in that season just before the second coming of Jesus Christ. And no man knows the day or the hour, but the Apostle Paul said that Christians really should not have that time take them unawares, because we have adequate information in the Scriptures to let us know. Now, what's interesting is that Jesus describes the preeminent characteristic of those times as times of massive deception. Just before his crucifixion, he was there on the Mount of Olives overlooking the eastern gate of Jerusalem, and his disciples asked him what would be the sign of his coming and the end of the age, and he said the first thing out of his mouth was, take heed that no man deceive you. So this issue of deception is huge in the mind and heart of Christ.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back. Go right ahead.
Yes, and the matter of deception is so large, looms so large in Jesus' mind. Here he was knowing that he was going to be crucified. He was going to be leaving those that he invested 3.5 years with, and he wanted to share with them the most important thing that was on his mind. And when they inquired of him what would be the sign of his coming into the end of the age, the very first thing he said was, "Take heed that no man deceive you." There in Matthew chapter 24, called the Olivet Discourse. And then, after talking about wars and rumors of wars, he said, "And by the way, the deception is going to take place. Many will come in my name," he said, "and deceive many." People coming in his name and deceiving. So that tells us that the deception is going to take place clearly. Much of it is going to take place right in our congregations, right in our midst, among those who profess the name of Christ. He said there would be false Christs that would come. And then, after discussing how this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the whole earth, and then shall the end come, he says, "Oh, and by the way, I really need to tell you how serious this is going to be. The deception is going to be so great that if it were possible, even the very elect will be deceived." So Jesus, 3 or 4 times there in Matthew 24, ups the ante increasingly concerning the matter of deception. And then the Apostle Paul repeats the theme. The Apostle Peter repeats the theme. The Apostle John repeats the theme. And so we have over and over again a warning about deception and the seduction of the saints. Now, a lot of people, Stan, I think, would say, well, they would dismiss these ideas, and the reason they would dismiss it is say, well, didn't Jesus say that if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived? And so they'll reason like this: I'm a professing Christian, therefore I'm the elect, therefore I can't be deceived. Now, by that line of reasoning, what they do is render all of Jesus' warnings, all of the Apostle Paul's warnings, all of the Apostle John's warnings, all of the Apostle Peter's warnings moot, meaningless. They render their words absolutely meaningless because all of the warnings were to the saints. Somebody might say, well, why would that be? Well, it's because, as Jesus said, the sinner is condemned already. He's already condemned. He doesn't have to be deceived. Satan is intent on deceiving those.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chuck was just talking really about the about Jesus' words as he stood on the Mount of Olives looking across at Jerusalem, shortly before he was going to be crucified, and he talked about, "Take heed that no man deceive you." And, of course, he's being asked, you know, when will you coming? What's going to lies in the future? And he talked about how many will come in my name or in his name. And then he talked about the false Christ. And then he talked about the deception would be so great that even the elect would be deceived or possibly deceived. And basically, Jesus was warning that the time would come before his return that there would be a great deception in the land, and it would involve the Christians, that, because after all, as Pastor Chris Meyer says, the unsaved were already doomed, but it was those that really were saved, that were his followers, he was concerned about, that they would be deceived in the latter days. So pick up the story from there, please.
Yes, thank you, Stan. The reality is, see, that the sinner is condemned already. He doesn't have to be deceived. He's already deceived. So Satan is intent on deceiving those who profess the name of Christ. Now, why would that be? Well, it's because Satan is a rebel. Satan was the most wonderful of all created beings in heaven. And he got envious, just like many people do, over power, over authority, and so on. And he decided that he could be like God. And so he envied God's position, and so he rebelled, and he led a third of the angels with him in that rebellion. Well, God comes along and says that he's going to create man in his image, and a man to love him and to display that love by his obedience and loyalty to him. Well, Satan's not willing to let that happen, and so the first thing that he does, as soon as God performs the first marriage, the scripture says, then the serpent. Well, what happened? Satan then, the arch-deceiver, the scripture calls him the deceiver, a liar from the beginning, he came in to deceive the man and the woman to take them down in his rebellion. And so we see from the very beginning, right there in Genesis chapter 2 and Genesis chapter 3, we see the pattern that Satan uses in his seduction. He tries to get us to quibble or take issue with what God has said. That is the number one means of his deception. He just has a number of different permutations and combinations of ways he presents it, but that is his primary means of deception, and that is to get us either to disagree in whole or in part with what God had said. Now, Eve in the garden didn't disagree with what God had said, not really. She actually quoted what he said, quoted it back to Satan. But Satan put a spin on it. And Eve looked at what Satan was saying there, and it sounded pretty good. And you'll not surely die, but you'll be as God, knowing good and evil. What could be wrong with knowing good and evil? And so she began to rationalize in her mind to put her own understanding on what God had said. Very, very dangerous thing to do. And quite frankly, that is what is leading the entire church into massive apostasy as we speak today. The Apostle Paul warned that just shortly before the revelation of the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, that there would be a massive apostasy or falling away. And you can't fall away from a place that you've never been. A lot of people don't understand that, but there's no such thing as an apostasy or falling away from a place that you've never been. So obviously these are professing saints who are falling away, and that's why Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. In other words, there has to be a perseverance in faith revealed in a loving obedience that does not disagree or tweak what God has said. That's why we're not to add to or take from what God has said. And so in our book, we go through so many different ways that deception comes. The line of thinking that we go through. And in fact, we've got three chapters called The Truth About Deception that go through about 30 different ways, descriptive aspects of deception. People don't think about these things because we get so wrapped up in the business of life, and we forget that Satan is always there deceiving and leading others to deceive us. In fact, Peter said that the end times would be such that, or was it Paul who said, that leaders in the church would be deceiving and being deceived. And so this is something that we have to take very, very seriously. And I got to tell you, Stan, as this book came out just 2 months ago, April 1st, we have never, of all the books that I've written, and you know, you've interviewed me on many, but of all the books I have written, we have never had a response like we've had to this book. In 2 months, it's spread all over the world already. In India, in New Zealand, in Canada, in the middle of the Mediterranean. This morning we got a call from an attorney in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, who was reading it on vacation. And he read through four chapters of the book. He was so moved by it that he looked up my contact information in the back of the book, called me this morning and said, this is the finest book I have ever read. And went on and on and on and on about it, how it was gripping his own soul, and he could see that the very things that were being described there were being played out even in his own church. So this is something that we have to really take heed to.
And I agree with you. It is well written, but it's the message that's really important. And people have to understand that there is a massive deception taking place today. And it is taking place not only in the general population, it's taking place within the church today. And we have to be aware of it. We have to understand what's going on. And we have to understand that just people may be able to talk in Christianese, but that doesn't mean that they're necessarily a Christian or that they have not themselves been misled. So please go right ahead.
Yeah. As we began the discussion about the truth about deception in part two of the book, and the book is divided into six parts, deal with various kinds of deceptions, because as you talk about deception, you realize that you could talk about thousands of different ways that people could be deceived, but the reality is that they can be categorized in certain ways to help us to understand how it comes and how to deal with it. And there were a number of questions that I laid out in the introduction to the chapters, The Truth About Deception, and I'd like to just read some of those questions and then perhaps we can talk about them. Why is deception deceptive? Who are those who will be deceived? What part do I play in being deceived? What does deception reveal about my own life? Where is deception most likely to enter my life? Why is it so easy to be deceived? And when does deception begin and end? So just those questions alone are enough to have an hour's conversation in. Why is deception deceptive? Well, deception is deceptive because once you're deceived, you don't realize it. And therefore, deception is profoundly dangerous because for most people, once they're walking and deep in deception, they will never turn back from it. They'll rationalize. They're so deep into it that to protect their own line of thinking, perhaps even a whole history of belief system, they will hold on to that deception, come, as they say, hell or high water. And so it's very, very deceptive and dangerous. And the reason is because eternal destiny is riding on the line. This is the reason why Jesus warned about the deception. This is the why the Apostle Paul warned about it. In fact, Peter said that the deception would come even within the church. He said that pastors and leaders will make merchandise of the people. Now, we're seeing that. We've been seeing that for the past 30 years in the church, in the broadcast industry, in the publishing industry, in the music industry. We have seen, and in our churches, we have seen how the pastors and parachurch leaders and authors and so on have been pandering to the self-interest of the people, telling them what they want to hear. And on my radio program, I once had a very well-known and respected musician. This was several years ago. And he had written a wonderful book about the cross. And as we were in the conversation, he interrupted me and he said, "Chuck, I need to tell you and your listeners the experience that I had in trying to get this book published." He said, "I was rejected by publisher after publisher." He's talking about Christian publishers. And he said, "Would you care to guess why they rejected the book?" It was because it talked about the cross. And he said, "They told me it will not market."
It's sort of like that song, "The Old Rugged Cross." We used to sing it in church a long time ago.
But it won't market anymore.
Right.
And so we don't hear the truth of the gospel.
Amen to that. And of course, the thing is that, you know, people want to feel good. And certainly you have a sermon that makes everybody feel good, fine. But of course, there is no conviction there. Of course, we're all sinners saved by grace. We have to acknowledge that we're sinners and recognize we're sinners who are constantly being tempted. And, of course, we have to learn how to stand against that. But, of course, if we certainly believe we have nothing to worry about, everything's going to be fine, everybody's going to end up going to heaven, nobody's going to go to hell, why should we be concerned? But we're being deceived.
Yeah. That's right.
Go right ahead.
And actually, you know, one of those questions that we had, what part...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Source of reference is the source of truth. Otherwise, we're going to do really what we want to do, or perhaps the minister, for one reason or another, has another agenda. Perhaps he's had some problems in his life. Perhaps he just wants to be popular. He wants to put out a message that everybody will agree with, and the pews will be filled, and of course the contribution plates will be filled, but he's strayed from the Word of God. And at this time, specifically in history, there's never been a time really where there's more of a chance of people being led astray than this time, because I believe everything is in place for the return of the Lord. I don't know when it's coming, but certainly the things that are happening today are not happening by accident. It's almost as if there's a master plan being fulfilled before us. So please pick up the story.
Stan, between you and me and our listeners here this evening, we really need to take a hard look at the times that we're in to put this in perspective. Barack Obama has told us that he fully intends to achieve a peace settlement in the Middle East within 2 years. That's his agenda. His Jewish chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, said a couple of weeks ago that they will cram a peace agreement down Israel's throat regardless. They are going to have a peace agreement. He's going to Cairo and will be there on Thursday. So he's laying the foundation for this peace agreement. Now, what we're seeing is, and that's just one item, the scriptures talk about this great peace agreement that's going to take place. Isaiah calls it a covenant of death. That ultimately God will disannul over the Jewish people. But it is going to take place. It's a false peace by a false Christ. And whether it's Barack Obama or whether it's someone else, we know that it's going to take place. We are in the times. The New World Order is right on our doorstep as we speak. All the leaders of the earth are looking to form the one world government, the one world economy, the one world religion, and it's all right there as we speak. There is no mystery about it. It's blatant. It's in our news magazines. It's in our newspapers. It's on the television. It's everywhere. So we're really without excuse as to the season that we're in. And the reason I say that is to understand the season is to put a framework around our life and our understanding. When Jesus warns of the end of the age and what is going to take place, when he tells us about this deception, we can't just shrug it off anymore. We can't just think, well, it's going to be 10, 15, 20 years or 50 years or 100 years or 200 years down the road. We have to look seriously at these times and realize it could very well be that Jesus really could come within the next 10 years. And if that be true, we've got to reassess our lives. We've got to take a look, a serious look at our lives. And that's why we conclude every one of our radio programs, Stan, with these words. We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. And that's exactly what we're doing with this book, preparing the way of the Lord, warning the people about the seduction that Satan is intent on taking down the saints. He's going to take down as many with him in rebellion as he can. And so that brings us back to perhaps talking about how deception enters our life. We talked about one aspect, and that is where we quibble with God's word, where we begin to reframe it. We begin to put a spin on it. We put a new interpretation on it. We psychologize it. We do all kinds of things with God's word to twist it and morph it and contort it into something that it really was never intended to be. And one of the areas, one way of looking at this is to realize that we enter into this moment of deception at compromise corner. Compromise corner. And we enter many compromise corners. And the decisions we make at those compromise corners often determine the direction that we go for the rest of our life, whether we walk in deception or not.
Well, our guest this evening is Pastor Chuck Chrismeyer. We're talking about his book, The Seduction of the Saints. It's an amazing book. We will be carrying it here at Radio Liberty. We think it's important to actually sound the warning to the Christians of this country that many of them have been deceived, that the time is late, we've got to reassess what's really important and where we will find truth. We'll be right back in just a moment for the next half hour. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this evening, Pastor Chuck Chris Meyer, and we're talking about his book, The Seduction of the Saints. And go right ahead, Chuck.
You know, I love that song, as I know you do, Stan, God Bless America, and it just sends some tingles up and down my spine just listening to it. But, you know, God is only going to bless America if America blesses God. And how do we do that? America doesn't bless God unless you and I bless God, unless our families bless God. But if we don't obey Him, if we don't do what He says, how can we say that we're blessing God? And therein lies a massive deception. For instance, we've had 30 years of culture wars in this country. 30 years in which moral conservatives, social conservatives, and evangelical Christians have combined together to try to turn the tide. But you know what? We ourselves have been part of the problem and have refused to identify it. Let me give you an illustration, and it will show how we can be engaged in massive deception and not even realize it. For instance, let's look at the horror of abortion. Abortion is absolutely terrible. It is despicable. It is murder. And we've lost 50 million babies since 1973 as a result of the intentional killing of our young ones in this country. Homosexuality is an abomination before God. God loves those people, but He hates their practices. And it is despicable. But you know what? We've been pointing our fingers for 30 years.
Hold that thought for just a moment here, and we'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Pastor Chuck Chris Meyer, and he's talking about the culture war that's been going on for 30 years or more, and certainly the tragedy of abortion, the murder of some 50 million unborn children since 1973, and of course the practice of homosexuality that certainly God considers an abomination, and yet of course this is being increasingly accepted here in the United States today. Hey, even many of our churches are saying, well, you know, after all, I mean, God loves everybody, and we have whole divisions of certain of the various religious groups that are actively embracing the homosexual lifestyle, or actually ordaining a homosexual ministers and lesbian ministers into their churches. But pick up the story there.
All right. Well, here's the rub. After all, as heinous as those things are, and they are heinous. They're despicable in the mind and heart of God. Their gross sins brought down Sodom and Gomorrah. And yet, the church has been engaged in an equally gross and heinous sin, and that is divorce and remarriage when our spouses were still living. It is heinous before God. Abortion kills a child, but divorce kills the whole family. And in the past, since 1973, actually since the late 1960s, over 1 million children every single year have been left virtual orphans in the United States of America as a result of divorce. Nearly the same number of children as have been killed by abortion. Not only that, but the divorce rate in the church has equaled or exceeded the nation as a whole for the last 15 years. The divorce rate in the Bible Belt of America, supposedly the greatest concentration of Bible-believing Christians, has been 50% higher than the nation as a whole. Imagine The divorce rate in the Bible Belt of America for the last 12 years has been 50% higher than the nation as a whole, causing the governors of six southern states to declare a marital emergency. The divorce rate among our pastors has equaled that of their parishioners and is the second highest of all professions in this country. How did it happen? We've been seduced. We have been seduced. How did it happen? And I'm going to trace this because this, if there's one issue, if there's one set of statistics that shows how massively the church has already been deceived, it's this one. And historically, going back for 2,000 years, the church, through all of its various representations, well understood that God hated divorce. Not only that, Jesus said, whoever divorces their spouse causes them to commit adultery. And whoever marries the one so divorced commits adultery. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 7:39, he said that a woman is bound to her husband as long as he lives. But if he be dead, then and then only is she free to remarry, and then only in the Lord. In other words, only if he's a believer. And so we have all of these passages that was very clear, very understood, and yet along came psychology in the 1960s and the sexual revolution. And together, they began to whittle away at the belief system of pastor and people alike in our churches. And by the 1970s, the church embraced what was called the God is Love movement. Forgetting about God is truth and God is just and judgment and holy and righteous, and we only looked at him as a God of love. And as a result, we perverted his character and became and deceived ourselves. And the divorce mills began to go into rapid motion in the church. And then we decided that if God wants me happy to divorce my spouse, then certainly he wants me happy to marry somebody else. And so that began to authenticate remarriage when Jesus had called it adultery. And so we found ourselves, pastor and people, whole denominations now capitulating to the culture. We've been deceived. Massively deceived, and this is only one area of the deception. Paul put it this way, don't be deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor practicing homosexuals, nor anybody else that persists in various kinds of sins are going to inherit the kingdom of God. I'll tell you, Stan, it grieves me to say these things, and I say them out of compassion for God's people because to not say them, their blood would be on my hands when God has made it so clear that to continue to practice these things is going to lead us to eternal damnation. This is a serious business. It is not something to toy with. And I'll tell you, after you and I had an interview last week, we got a call from an aged woman who had listened to that program begging us to tell her how to avoid deception. She herself was so caught in so many different kinds of deceptions and was just terrified, really, concerning the deception she had allowed to come into her life. And quite frankly, we ought to be terrified of those things because if we're not walking in holiness, if we're not walking in righteousness, if we're not walking in truth, then what are we walking in? We're walking in unrighteousness, unholiness, and a lie. And you know what the Apostle Paul said? He said that there are two main things that will bring us to deception. Here they are. Number one, we love not the truth. And number two, we take pleasure in unrighteousness.
Well, somebody just called in with a question, and what about if a divorce was specifically because of adultery? Is there justification for divorce then?
According to the scriptures, there is no justification for divorce. None. From Genesis to Revelation, there is no justification for divorce. That's the only understanding that holds the entire Bible together. This is the reason why the scriptures call Christians to forgiveness, not divorce. Forgiveness. The Apostle Paul said that if your spouse leaves, you're to remain single and to always be open for reconciliation, not authenticating remarriage. That is a cultural standard. That's not a biblical standard. But here's what's happened. Pastors, in order to try to please their people, in order to try to pander to them and not wanting to be offensive, they won't tell them the truth about it. And they've convinced themselves and gone and turned all kinds of spiritual somersaults and gymnastics to try to twist this clear and simple words of God on the subject. And by the way, if somebody wants to know further about what the Bible really says about marriage, divorce, and remarriage, they can go to our website, saveus.org, and look under marriage, and we have a 7-page outline in logical format of what the Bible really says about marriage, divorce, and remarriage.
Well, before we go on, let's just give your website out again. So if people would like to get in touch with you or hear your radio programs, how can they do that?
The website, again, is saveus.org or saveus.org. And to listen to the program, they can go on the archive section of the broadcast part of the website and listen to it any time of the day or night anywhere in the world. And people are listening all over the world. But you know what? I don't want to keep beating on this particular drum. It just happens to be such a clear-cut illustration of how massive the deception already is. We're not looking toward future deception. We're already in it, Stan, and we're up to our eyeballs in it, from the church house to the White House. And so this is something that we need to take very, very seriously right now. Now, why is it so easy to be deceived? Because in reality, there is something in us that's willing to be deceived or seduced. Why do people divorce their spouses and get remarried? I tell you, Stan, the majority of people, if they're really honest, will tell you that they had a, you might call it a check in their spirit or whatever, they felt uncomfortable about it, but they went shopping, forum shopping, for some pastor or group of Christian friends or Christian counselor to tell them what they really wanted to hear, and they made the decision accordingly. But they knew in their heart it was wrong. They knew in their heart that they were willing to be seduced. When will the deception end? Well, deception's not going to end until Jesus comes back. And until the deceiver is done away with. And the reality is, and this is something we need to be aware of, the deception is not going to be lessened as we approach the second coming. It's going to increase. And it's going to take many different forms. And one of the forms that it's going to take, and we talk about it in the book, and as people get to that part of the book, they are absolutely gripped by the book. And that is what we're seeing take place now as the new global government comes into place that is going to have a one-world currency, a one-world economy, and a one-world religion to support it, because they know they cannot bring the people into a global political system, an economic system, without religious authentication. And we lay that out in the book, how it's coming and why it's coming the way it is, going back in history. And what is really happening now is that every man, woman, and child, Christian and pagan, is going to be tested. We're going to be tested on our trust. Trust is the ultimate test. When God calls for obedience, what he's really looking for is whether we trust him. And when we don't obey him, it proves that we do not trust him. And if we don't trust him, it means we're trusting his alternative, which is Satan. Because there are only two fathers. There's Father God, and your father the devil. One or the other. Only two households from God's viewpoint. And we have to choose. And every day, we're making these choices. Every single day, the decisions that we're making, and ultimately, what Satan is going to do through his counterfeit Christ is present to every man, woman, and child on the planet a decision. A decision to choose whether they will put their trust ultimately in Jesus Christ or in the counterfeit Christ. How will he force that trust, that decision? Because he's going to provide a mark, whatever form that takes, that no man or woman will be able to buy or sell or conduct any kind of business, buy food, shelter, gasoline, whatever it is, no man will be able to buy or sell except those that have received the mark of the beast. Now here's what the scripture says in Revelation chapter 13 and Revelation 14. It says that to receive the mark of the beast is an act of worship. It's an act of worship. It is a decision about where we put our trust. And when that decision has been made, it has been made for all eternity. Now, think about this and how serious this is. If we can't even make a holy decision with regard to staying married, if we can't even make a holy decision with regard to whether or not we report our income or expenses on our income tax return honestly, if we can't even make a holy or righteous decision about, you know, these various things in our lives now, how in the world are we going to be prepared to stand in the evil day when that decision comes? See, we aren't preparing our people. Pastors are not preparing their people. It's just an easy walk, you know, pleasing the people, pandering to, telling them what they want to hear, to build a big congregation, bring more money in, to have more programs, bigger buildings, but we're not building saints. We're not building trust into people. And that's what needs to happen. And through this book, as we identify the different ways of deception and seduction, we're also identifying how to avoid it, how to live pure in a world of deception. And, brother, I'll tell you, this is the world we live in.
Well, what about people who have made a mistake in their life? Will, if they acknowledge that mistake, will Jesus forgive them?
Absolutely, he'll forgive them if they repent.
And of course, it recalls,
if they repent.
It requires repentance on people's part.
But see, repentance is not just confession. Repentance means turning from the way you've been going. So you have acknowledging that you've sinned, acknowledging that you've been deceived, acknowledging that you've been seduced, acknowledging that you've sinned, and that you played a part in it. Deception isn't just something that's done to you. It's something we do to ourselves. We have a will to be deceived. And unless we're willing to own up to that and our part in it, what is there to be forgiven of? You see, what God's interested in is my heart. And so he wants me to confess before him as his Holy Spirit. And I know, even as we're talking here, I know that the Holy Spirit is faithful to touch the minds and hearts of people who are listening. He's whispering in their ear right now. He's talking to them and pointing out things, maybe not things that we've talked about here, other things in their lives. And he's mentioning it to them right now. Areas where they've gone off course. They've been pretending to follow Jesus, but not really. They've been deceiving their spouses. They've been deceiving others, their children. They've been living a life of deception. It just hasn't been pure and holy. And if we will confess our sin and then turn from it, he is faithful and just to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. that is the mercy of God.
And that is really the story of salvation. That's why we all need a Savior.
Because yes, we do.
We've all sinned and come short of the glory of
you
God.
You and me too.
Amen to that. All right, fine. Well, I guess it's been Pastor Chuck Chrismeyer. His book is Seduction of the Saints, and we think it's an important book. We hopefully, if the post office doesn't destroy the next, I guess it's coming by FedEx, so the next one will not be coming by post office. The first ones were destroyed by the post office. Have to ask yourself why. Perhaps just a mistake, but we will have the book here on hand very, very shortly. We recommend it to you. It's an important book for these times. Hang on, Chuck. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Well, Chuck, you have 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
I'll tell you, Stan, as I contemplate the times that we're in, and having spent grown up in the church...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-
5448927, and then of course we are carrying certainly the final countdown. There are 10 DVDs, 10 sermons given by Pastor Billy Crone, and there are 5 in each set, part 1, part 2 of the final countdown, that simply takes the scriptures and then shows what's happening today. And of course, it really, the advantage of this is there are a lot of videos Pastor Billy is collected and put in here so that you can actually see the things that have been prophesied actually coming to pass today. So the final countdown is available from Radio Liberty. We've actually taken the first 5 of the interviews from 10 down to 6, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and put them on a CD. If you'd like to get them in CD form, called Countdown to Armageddon. But, of course, the initial DVD set is Final Countdown. The CD set, Countdown to Armageddon, because we are truly living in times that I believe were prophesied thousands of years ago, because everything is in place, including the return of the children of Israel to the Holy Land. And people say, well, the Jews have no business being there. And well, that's, of course, a man's, according to man's rules. Why, perhaps that's right. But I believe God has put the children of Israel there, whether you like them or not. They're there and there for a purpose. And they may have an influence on our society, or it may very well be, as I believe, that the people who really are running Israel are living in Washington, D.C. today, and they really want to destroy Israel, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. Obama is, of course, talking about a two-nation solution to the problem, and Israel's going to have to give up more and more land, and there won't be much left of Israel by the time the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateralists, and the Bilderbergers, who really run our country, get through with them. If you want to understand who really runs our country, you need to get, of course, Pat Wood's great new DVD. We call it the Trilateral Commission. It really goes into the background of all the things that are happening financially today. Or my talk on the financial Armageddon, and it comes with the syllabus. You may want to get them separately or together. But it tells you who's really running America. You do not elect your president. He is picked for you. That's why Obama's picture was on the front page of Time magazine almost six times last year, and on the front page of Newsweek magazine over and over and over again. Why 60 Minutes, when he gets on there time after time, always simply asks him softball questions? Because he has been picked for this time in history. And in my talk, Financial Armageddon, I will tell you what the people on the other side say about Barack Obama and how it was planned already for many years that he would be the man for this time in history. Financial Armageddon will give you an entirely different insight into what's really going on today, and I hope it, of course, will help you to understand the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're involved. The spiritual nature of the political battle that is being waged today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember Pastor Chuck Chrismeyer's book, The Seduction of the Saints, Pat Wood's DVD on the Trilateral Commission, my talk on the financial Armageddon, which comes with a syllabus, and then, of course, Pastor Billy Crone, Final Countdown. And all of these things together will give you insight into what's really going on today. And the plan to destroy the value of our currency, to destroy the sovereignty of our nation, to establish a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency, and, ladies and gentlemen, a new world religion. And this is really what it's all about. There is a conspiracy against God, against the God of the Bible. That's why they took prayer and God out of our schools. They knew exactly what they were doing and what was going to happen if you remove God from the minds of our children and introduced atheism in our schools. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for radio liberty, our provision and protection. And I just stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be those of Ron Greiner, and we're going to be talking about what's coming down the line as far as health care, because, of course, President Obama has said there are two major goals he has for his administration. One is, of course, the green energy. And, of course, what they're going to do is create all sorts of new green jobs. There's going to be all sorts of new jobs available for people. What he doesn't tell you, it's going to bankrupt our nation. And for every new green job, there are going to be 2.25 jobs that are lost. That's what's happened in Spain as they moved towards solar and wind energy. And we're talking about a $6 trillion cost on this, and then and that's going to be borne by you, ladies and gentlemen. That's $6 trillion that's going to be raising the cost of your electricity and everything that you utilize that's related to power. That's what it's all about. And you think electricity is expensive now? You haven't seen anything, but they're not going to tell you what they're up to. But the other thing they're going to do, of course, is provide health care to everyone and cut the cost of health care. Isn't that wonderful? We're going to be able to give health care to everybody and cut the cost of health care. And how's it going to happen? Well, you don't believe the government would lie to us, do you? Would our president lie? Well, this is Ron. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're concerned about the healthcare situation.
Well, good evening. President Obama has said that he's going to reform healthcare, and if he uses Massachusetts as the model, the price doesn't go down, the price goes up.
Well, there's no question. Of course, Massachusetts is really in a terrible situation. In fact, it's very, very difficult to get a doctor's visit at the present time back there. If you're going to have a routine physical examination, it may take you a year to get a routine physical examination. And of course, Massachusetts is accomplishing universal health care by simply limiting access to health care. You just can't get it. They're not, the general practitioners are leaving the state. And, of course, what's happened in Massachusetts is the cost has gone up, the quality has gone down, doctors are fleeing the state, and it's a chaotic situation. But tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in this, and, of course, what really can be done about the fact that the administration is intent upon bringing socialized medicine, and they seem to have the full support of the pharmaceutical industry, of the American Medical Association, of the health insurance industry, and certainly they have a majority in Congress. What is there anything can be done to stop it?
Well, the Republican, Senator Coburn, alternative, are tax credits for individuals and tax-free health savings accounts. Here in Tampa Bay, a 30-year-old male can get HSA insurance for $57 a month, $700 a year. And the Republican plan would give each individual $2,300, $5,700 for a family, to purchase individual portable insurance, and then they could also invest in health savings accounts. For example, here in Tampa Bay, $57 a month or $700 a year, the $2,300 tax credit would pay 100% of the premiums plus deposit the balance, $1,600, into the individual's health savings account. The individual then has the opportunity to use that money for anything that's medical, vision, or dental, or save it. The health savings account is the first account under the federal tax code with tax-free deposits, growth, and withdrawals. Total tax freedom.
But, of course, right now, you look at the cost of a hospitalization. I remember going into the hospital not too long ago for a procedure, and I think the bill was $13,000. I didn't even get a meal before I was sent out. I mean, how no insurance company can possibly cover that, you know, for $50, $70 a month?
Well, actually, for $57 a month, that pays 100%. Inpatient, outpatient, and prescription drugs to $5 million after the deductible. And it also has zero deductible on preventative services. So
but, of course, what is the deductible on this insurance policy you're mentioning?
Well, individuals with HSA insurance have to have a deductible of $1,200 to $5,000. For it to qualify under federal law. And then the law states that when you reach the maximum out of pocket, say $5,000, then the insurance must pay 100%. You can't even have a copay.
All right. Now, is this sort of insurance policy available throughout the country? Because certainly in California, where we live, why we provide Blue Cross for our employees, and it's really, really quite expensive, even with a fairly substantial deductible.
Well, that particular plan is from Humana, and they're in 34 states. And the rumor is they're coming to California soon. But when you have a group health employee plan with Blue Cross Blue Shield and the employees have to work 30 hours a week to get and keep it, if an employee gets cancer and can no longer work, they're put to a short-term COBRA for insurance termination.
So basically, what is the solution to the problems that face America today as far as insurance is concerned? Obama wants to have everybody have health insurance, whether they have a job or not.
Well, the solution would be, instead of America on dangerous employer-based health insurance that they lose if they get too sick to work, the answer or the solution would be permanent portable insurance that they own, that if they get sick, whether their work has nothing to do with whether they can keep the insurance. So individual insurance and tax-free HSAs is the perfect way to go. And if you think about it...
Hold that there, Ron. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Ron is simply talking about the Humana, apparently, insurance policy, which is available for an individual for $57 a month. It's portable. Now, of course, you have a wife, you have children. What about for an entire family? What would it cost for this policy for a whole year? And, of course, what is the deductible on that policy?
Well, for an example... In Lansing, Michigan, a 35-year-old couple and two kids can get HSA insurance from America's oldest health insurance company, Time Insurance, which is in most of the states, except New York, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. They can get HSA insurance for $198 a month. Now, this insurance... Family insurance, the maximum out of pocket that you can have with HSA insurance is $10,000. If the family would have the HSA insurance with a $10,000 deductible with Time insurance, the deductible decreases 10% every 6 months. So in 3 years, you're down to a $3,000 deductible for the whole family that pays 100%. To $8 million, and for $198 a month, that's much cheaper than the average cost of employer-based health insurance at $1,400 a month in 2008.
Well, of course, employer health insurance at first dollar coverage is a disaster because, of course, people tend to, when it's there, it doesn't cost anything, people tend to abuse it. Now, Ron, basically, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Do you work for one of the insurance companies? Are you representing some group that is opposing the move towards socialized medicine?
Well, I work for Save101.com, We enrolled America's first HSA in 1996 when they were called MSAs. And that's all I've done since 1996 is enroll people into low-cost health insurance and the tax-free health savings account. So, yes, I would be opposed to President Obama socializing American health care. There's not enough money in the world to do that.
Well, basically, I mean, how many policies are we talking about? Say in the state of Florida, how many people have these programs that you're talking about?
Well, in the first 7 years, we got 400,000 people to go tax-free. Now, as of January 1st of this year, 8 million people have gone tax-free. So the public is becoming aware rather quickly about total tax freedom. And I suspect that with the rising cost of health care with this year's enrollment, we'll probably have several million more that'll go tax-free.
Well, I wish you'd explain what you mean by tax-free. The term, you're talking about people getting, talk about an HSA. Are you talking about a health service account?
A health savings account.
Health savings account.
It's line 25 of the IRS 1040. It's the first account in America with tax-free deposits, growth, and withdrawals. Total tax freedom. If people would, the maximum that can go into an HSA, there is no minimum, but there is a maximum. The maximum that can go into the HSA is $3,000 for a single and double that for a family. And if a single puts $3,000 in his HSA, starting when he's 30, he can use the money for anything medical, vision, or dental, or save it, because the money that's not used is not lost, it's saved plus interest, or the client has the opportunity to put the money in mutual funds. When he turns 65, he'll have a large balance dedicated to retirement health care needs, and then money that's never taxed lasts longer.
All right, so basically you can then deduct up to, for a married couple, up to $6,000 by putting money into a health savings account. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then, of course, is that money used to buy a health insurance policy?
Well, actually, you can purchase the health insurance policy outside of the HSA. You can't use HSA funds to purchase the health insurance, but you can use HSA funds for anything that's medical, vision, or dental.
In other words, basically, if you had a health insurance policy with a $3,000 deductible, you could use that $3,000 to pay the deductible part of the health cost. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. I've talked to a couple of HSAs that have had their plan since 1997, not long ago, and their thought is, who would take the money that's growing tax-free out? So what these clients have done, they've maximized their HSA deposits since 1997, and then they've kept their receipts for everything medical, vision, and dental. They've made no withdrawals on their HSA, but they have the freedom to take that money out whenever they desire. They can wait 5 years, 10 years. They can wait till they're 65. They're going for the largest possible balance they can get at the age of 65, because we suspect that Medicare will go through some serious changes in the future, considering that we owe $89 trillion in unfunded Medicare liabilities at present. The benefits of Medicare will probably be reduced in the future.
Well, I think that Medicare is certainly going bankrupt. For our listeners out there, it was certainly sometime last year when Medicare stopped taking in enough money to pay all of its expenses. In the past, it's been a Ponzi scheme. Put Mr. Maddox in prison for Ponzi scheme, but Medicare is a Ponzi scheme. It bases its payout, covers its payout by the money coming in. There is no Medicare fund because it's all been spent. And just as Mr. Madoff spent so much money that was coming in on his own aggrandizement and having a wonderful time in a $7 million apartment, so the government has been having a wonderful time with the Medicare trust fund, spending it, and of course using it for earmarks to get the Congress congressman re-elected. But last year, Medicare did not take in enough money to cover the money that went out, and it's going to be a lot worse this year. And mainly this is because, of course, the dramatic cutback and the suddenly in the money that's coming in because so many people have lost their jobs. Over almost 6 million people have lost their jobs since the recession began in December of 2007, and millions more are going to continue losing their jobs. So Medicare is in real trouble today, and that's one reason why the Obama administration is in so much such a hurry to change medicine. What they're going to do, I believe, of course, is bring Medicare into this whole incredible new system. They're going to begin rationing access to health care. They talk about how they're going to be able to do it cheaper by, of course, using only appropriate health care. And, of course, who determines what's appropriate? Why, a bureaucrat. And after all, elderly people use about 30% of all the money that they spent during their entire lifetime for health care during the last year of life. And, well, they're going to die anyway. Why not just withhold treatment? Certainly, I think this is what's going to happen. What about you, Ron?
Oh, that's the only thing that can happen.
And, of course, they're not telling the American people that, because all those elderly people would be out there demonstrating when they realize that they're going to take away what government has promised them. Government's promised them free medical care, or almost free medical care. You pay only a small part of the cost there. But government's been giving medical care to the people with the idea that there's plenty of money in the Medicare Trust Fund. It would never run out. And there is no money in the Medicare Trust Fund. They've spent it all. And the Ponzi scheme, well, the Ponzi scheme is not enough coming in to cover what's going out. And so they've got to move, and they've got to move very quickly before the American people realize government's been lying to them. But go right ahead, Ron.
Well, President Obama said he was not going to raise taxes on those making under $250,000. And one of the first things he did was raise taxes on all smokers to pay for the children's health insurance plan. And the children's health insurance plan, millions of children have been terminated on their 19th birthday regardless of their medical history. So if a child is laying horizontal with no hair, then they can look forward to their termination letter on their 19th birthday, thanks from the federal government. And terminating sick children's health insurance is depressing at best, and it's deadly at worst.
Well, I think one of the most interesting things, of course, is they say they're not going to raise taxes, you know, on anybody who's making less than $250,000 a year. But what they're going to be doing, of course, is this cap and trade program. They're just going to increase the cost of your electricity. It's a hidden tax. You're not going to know it's a tax, but your electricity has already gone up two or three times over the last few years, and it's got to go up another two or three times. This is what has happened in every country that's gone into green power, you know, and suddenly we're going to have green power from now on. That means we're going to have wind and solar power, extremely expensive. We could, of course, produce power very inexpensively with nuclear energy. All we do with the spent fuel rods is to reprocess them. They never tell the American people. Everybody else in the world can reprocess their spent fuel rods, but we can't do it here in America. We're not allowed to, because there are laws against that, because they don't want a solution to the problem. They want the problem so they can eventually bankrupt our people, lower our living standards, and they're going to raise the cost of electricity. But it's not going to be a tax on you. It's going to be a tax on this whole energy, but you're going to end up paying it. Well, I certainly share your concern, Ron. What is happening across the country as far as the health savings account is concerned? Do you think they're gaining increasing popularity?
They are gaining increasing popularity. One of the things about the HSA is the media censorship. When the Republicans came out with their alternative on May 20th about health savings accounts, the media neglected to pick up on it. And even Rush Limbaugh refuses to discuss Republican health care reform.
I wonder why that is.
Well, I believe that Rush Limbaugh's audience has increased 6 million people since President Obama has taken office. I personally believe that Rush Limbaugh makes so much more money when President Obama was elected.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest, is is Ron.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
They can't wait till the end of the year. It's a refundable and advanceable tax credit.
So they would actually, the people who did not have any income at all, they would give them $2,300 to for their health care?
Exactly.
So everybody would get $2,300 for their health care. And then, of course, I asked Ron, well, where's the government going to get the money? Because the government is having to borrow, you know, billions of dollars every single year. We're talking about an acknowledged deficit this year of $1.8 trillion, $1.82 trillion, but it's probably going to be closer to $2 trillion to maybe even $2.5 trillion before we get to the end of this fiscal year. Ron actually says that we would actually save money by doing that because we would begin to tax the tax-exempt health care benefits that people are getting. And with many of the large companies, many of the large employers, they're paying up to, what, $16,000 a year for health insurance for a family. Is that correct?
And yeah, it just came out in the Miami Herald. In Miami, the cost is over $20,000 a year for employer-based health insurance per family. And the cheapest place in America in the study was Phoenix, and that was $14,000 a year. The average is $16,000 a year for employer-based health insurance.
Well, of course, we haven't heard much about the Republican plan. In fact, we haven't heard much of anything about the Republican plan. For those of you who don't know Dr. Coburn, Tom Coburn, the senator from Oklahoma, junior senator from Oklahoma, is a physician and certainly probably one of the most astute people in the United States Senate today. And the reason you never heard of him is because he is one of the most astute people, and they don't want you hearing anything that is said by somebody who is not part of the establishment. So they pick the people you're going to hear about. Oh, my goodness, you're going to hear certainly about the former Republican presidential candidate. But, of course, you're not going to hear about Tom Coburn because, of course, he is not favored by the establishment. He's not under the control. Well, what are the chances the Republican program would even be considered? Certainly, this is not what President Obama wants. He wants a socialized medical system with rationing of health care.
Well, I think that as the Democrats put their plan on the table and we see how burdensome it is to the American people, you might think that the Republican alternative might see daylight. So Americans can have an alternate view besides just the Democrat view.
All right, fine. Now, Chris, do you actually sell insurance policies? Do you put people into HSAs? What do you really do, Ron?
That's what I do. I help people get low-cost individual insurance, and we specialize with Time Insurance, America's oldest health insurance company, and the tax-free HSA that accompanies it is free, it's online, and consumer-friendly.
And so anybody can actually then, a man and a wife can actually get a tax credit, essentially, of $6,000 by putting the money in there. When they pull the money out of the HSA, so they have to pay taxes on it?
No, it goes in tax-free, grows tax-free, comes out tax-free for anything that's medical, vision, or dental. Or the money can be saved for retirement health care needs.
Well, now, what about, Chris, then, when you retire over 65? At that point, you have to pay income tax on the amount of money that's increased or on the principal that you put in place.
Well, with an HSA, what would happen is after the age of 65, you can use the money for any purpose. You can buy a boat by paying ordinary income tax exactly like an IRA. But I suggest to leave the money dedicated to retirement health care needs because you're going to need it in 30 years of retirement.
Well, of course, the tragedy is I'm afraid that what we're going to see, the Medicare as we've known it is just going to cease to exist. It's running out of money. They tell you, oh, my goodness, it's going to run out of money by the year 2017. The trouble is it's really running out of money already, and there is no health care trust fund there at all. They're putting out more money now than they're bringing in, but they're not going to tell the American people that because you might begin to realize that you can't trust the media. You can't trust the politicians. They're all lying to you. We'll be back in just a moment. Ron, we'll welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
From the mountain to the prairie.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Of course, our guest is Ron Greiner. We're talking about health programs. But, of course, one of the things that I wanted to ask you, now, does the insurance company get any sort of a discount from the hospitals, or do they negotiate with the hospital for decreased prices? Because the prices are so really ridiculously expensive, and the cost shift everything, those with private insurance. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess is Ron Greiner. Of course, he is involved with a company that provides health insurance. And before we go on, Ron, why don't you go ahead and get your telephone number out or your website, if you'd like to, and let people out know how they can get in touch with you. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question on this subject, and this is a very important subject, I believe, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So let's go ahead and talk about, first of all, how people get in touch with you. And then when you complete that, I'd like to know if the companies, the insurance companies you represent, have some sort of an arrangement with the hospital where they'll get some discount as far as hospitalization, because that's where really the great expenses go today.
Yeah, the consumers can go to save101.com. And they can get free information about how to go tax-free with an HSA and HSA health insurance. Or they can call us toll-free at 877-SAVE-101. And as far as whether the insurance companies have discounts with the hospitals, yes, they do. So if you go into the hospital and the bill is $40,000, then... the first thing that it does is it goes through the network, and it's diminished to like $22,000. So then $22,000 would be paid by the insurance company, and the rest would only be paid if people don't have insurance. Because who is paying the full price, the $40,000? It's those individuals without insurance. That's why Senator Grassley from Iowa, he wants to take the tax exemption away from the nonprofit hospitals because their mission was to take care of the poor, and when it gets right down to it, the poor actually pay more because they don't have the network discounts.
And this, of course, is one of the most unfair things that you will ever see. And if you you don't have any insurance and you go to the hospital, you are going to be charged to cover all the expenses of the people who have Medicare, because the government is not paying a full dollar, full cost even. Basic costs for the people, many of them very, very wealthy, who have Medicare. The system is totally unfair, and so the hospital simply they cost shift to the insurance companies, but the insurance companies have contracts with the hospitals, and so the only one who really pays the full fare are the people who are foolish enough to go into the hospital, and they'll get charged ridiculous sums of money. Of course, they can usually go and negotiate that and just say, look, we don't have it. But if they're honest and they do have the money, they're going to take it from you. And they'll charge you, $10 for an aspirin. You can't believe it. I'm surprised they don't even charge you for the water that you drink. What we're seeing today is, I believe, a totally corrupt system, but it's all brought about by the government interfering with the free practice of medicine.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. When the government doesn't pay for Medicare what normal insurance would pay for the same procedure, then when the government doesn't pay their fair share, then they just raise everyone else's costs when they go into the hospital, and so it's a hidden tax inside your health insurance premium.
And of course, the thing is that, as my producer, who is a physician, was saying, probably not more than 1% of the people pay the full cost, and they're the ones who are the suckers, who don't understand how the system is played, and the average individual is trapped in the system, not of our own making. And there's no problem facing organized medicine today that a new government program won't make worse. Medicine is imperfect, mainly because the pharmaceutical industry and the Rockefeller Foundation and the others have taken over the practice of medicine and got the doctors simply to be prescribing medicines, many of them of very, very questionable benefit. In fact, many of them produce far more problems than they actually solve. But, of course, this has nothing to do with the fact that we have amazing medical technology today. Unfortunately, some of this is being misused. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What do you think about the coming program of socialized medicine? Do you think that this is what we really need for the America today? How do you feel about a government bureaucracy that is going to determine what procedures are appropriate and what are not? How do you feel about rationing health care to the elderly? How do you feel about a program that restricts health care for the elderly and for the people who are not productive as far as society? Well, certainly, if you have a question, a thought on this, the triple is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Basically, you know, Ron, you're talking to people all across the country. What is your take on the way the American people feel?
Well, I don't think that the American people are well enough informed to make an honest decision. You're not going to find in the newspapers themselves. They hire young people, they put them on employer-based health insurance, and then if they get cancer, they put them to a short-term COBRA for insurance termination. The media is simply an arm of the Democratic Party, and you're not going to get the true story from the media.
All right, fine. Well, now, what would one of these health insurance policies cost? Somebody say that they were 50 years of age and they were a single individual. What would a health care insurance cost, and what would the deductible be on that?
Well, it depends on your zip code, of course, because the prices will vary depending on your zip code. But a 50-year-old person can get HSA insurance across America, I'd say, for about $2,500 a year.
All right, that's a little over $200 a month. That's for an individual.
Exactly.
All right, fine. And now, is that any age, or is that 50 years of age?
Oh, no, that's 50. If you're younger, and that's one of the nice things about the Republican plan, the younger that you are, the lower the premium and the more that would be deposited into your HSA. So young people win with the Republican plan, and it's the perfect opportunity to strip young people away from the Democratic Party because the young voted in mass for Senator Obama.
Well, of course, he promised, he was going to end the war. But, of course, he hasn't ended the war. He's expanding the war in Afghanistan. And he was going to bring our troops home, all of our non-combat troops home from Iraq next year. And then he's changed his mind on that. And then, of course, he was going to have transparency in government. And, of course, it's becoming increasingly opaque. He was going to, take care and charge those people who are responsible for torture. But he's simply intent on covering for all the torture and the terrible things that happened during the Bush administration. What people have to understand, there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. They're all controlled by the same people. And if you don't believe that, you certainly need to get the new DVD we have by Pat Wood. We call it the Trilateral Commission. It talks about how they created this whole financial problem and where we're going from here. One of our callers asked, what about HSA accounts? If the owner goes bankrupt, what happens to that?
If the owner goes bankrupt...
In other words, he goes bankrupt. He has the money in the HSA account, but he goes bankrupt.
It's safe. You can't lose your HSA funds even through bankruptcy.
All right. Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal. And, of course, what you have is a guaranteed deposit of $6,000 a year where you don't have to pay taxes on it. And if you take it out for medical purposes, you don't have to pay taxes on it. If you take it for other purposes, yes, you're going to have to pay taxes on it. But it's a good way to have the money grow in there, a tax exempt. Now, can you actually invest that? Do you put that in with some sort of a brokerage company if you want to invest it?
Anything you can do with an IRA, you can do with an HSA.
Well, no, one of the things that really disturbs me is when you put your money with a lot of these brokerage houses, they have all sorts of hidden fees and taxes and all sorts of things. And, of course, you think that your money's in there, it's going to be growing. But, of course, what's really growing is the amount of money you're paying for the brokerage houses. How do you find an honest brokerage house to look after your funds?
Well, any bank that offers an IRA is automatically qualified to offer an HSA. Most banks don't. They only offer taxed accounts. But there are many banks that do offer HSAs. And if people, you know, go in mass to the HSA, like is what's happening, then they'll have the same opportunity with HSAs as you have with an IRA. So you have to be aware of your money and put it where someplace that's safe. 96% of all HSAs have their money in interest at the bank.
Well, but what about, of course, if you have a bank, they can't invest in stocks or mutual funds, can you? Or are they just going to put it in CDs?
Oh, our HSA with UMB Bank pays interest, or there's a mutual fund option.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Mary, who's calling from Albany, New York. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very, very important issue. People have to understand that if this socialized medicine goes through, it will bankrupt our country. It will limit your access to health care. You'll be like the people in Massachusetts where it takes you a year and a half to actually get a physical examination. Elective procedures are put off indefinitely. Emergency procedures you can get done. Of course, unless, of course, you're a government official, you work for the state, then I'm sure you can get them done right away. Well, let's go to Mary calling from Albany. Mary, do you have a question or comment?
Well, good evening. Kind of both.
All right, fine. Are you listening to us there in Albany? How are you listening to us?
On the radio.
All right, very good.
The station that's out of Cherry Valley.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, it seems to me if we go to national health care that the government is going to have that much more power to do things like mandate vaccines. Would you agree with that?
What would you say about that, Ron, that they would be able to mandate vaccines and other things?
Oh, absolutely. When the government grabs the power, they'll be able to say what benefits are covered and what is not covered.
And I share your concern, Mary. The thing is that you should not be taking vaccines. I mean,
right,
as a trained in traditional medicine, I always supported vaccines until I began to study them, and they're neither safe nor effective. They really are not, certainly they're not safe, and they're nowhere near as effective as we've been led to believe. And if you actually look at the government's own statistics, the incidence of death from diphtheria and tetanus and measles had fallen dramatically in this country before they ever started the universal program of vaccination. So they've not told us the truth. Now, certainly measles is a problem in other countries, but it's because of malnutrition on the part of the people, not because measles is lethal. We were losing very, very few children in this country before we began the measles inoculation, and since that time, one in every 160 children, one about every 65 boys in America is now autistic. Is it really worth the trade-off? Because you don't see this in the Amish children that don't take the vaccines. They know that, and they're going ahead and destroying the lives of our children intentionally, knowing full well the consequences, and they're doing everything they can to conceal the truth from the American people, and they've put things in these vaccines, like the original polio vaccine that had a cancer virus in it, SIV40. They put corticotropin in the vaccines that were given all throughout the world to destroy the fertility of women so they would have miscarriages and couldn't have children, and this has all been covered up and concealed. I certainly don't trust them. Do you?
No, not at all. My point is, if they're mandating vaccines, how are we going to get around that?
Well, what are your thoughts on that, Ron?
Well, when the government passes a law, then we as citizens pretty much have to fall in line. Otherwise, we're breaking the law.
And I think, Mary, what we need to do, and you need to help us get the truth out about the danger of vaccination, and when there are enough people who said, we're not going to go along with the law, they'll back down. Okay?
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to ask?
Well, what happens if you've got all this money tied up in an HSA and you don't really need it for medical expenses?
Well, like I said, that you can use the money for any reason after the age of 65 by paying ordinary income tax. And I suspect that by the time that you're 65, if you had $100,000 in your HSA, or even $250,000, 30 years of retirement health care expenses, the cost could be excessive. So I think that you might need it later. So I would suggest to leave the money in the HSA, let it keep growing, and then when a person dies, all money in the HSA goes to the surviving spouse, still in the HSA. If there's no surviving spouse, it goes on to the heirs as cash.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling. Mary, again,
thanks.
Our
great show, Dr. Stan.
Oh, thank you. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But if you're out there in the listening audience, do you really want a government bureaucrat to be determining your health care and what sort of health care you should get and what health care is appropriate and what is not? Do you really want the people who are putting fluoride in our drinking water, knowing full well it destroys fertility and lowers the intelligence and attacks the thyroid and is carcinogenic? Do you really want those people determining your health care? Do you really want the people who've legalized aspartame, knowing full well that it produces cancer, has a profound impact upon fertility, so they, it can influence your brain, it can produce destructive changes in your brain. One of the breakdown products of aspartame is formaldehyde, and they find people who work with formaldehyde a significantly higher level of cancer. Do you really want those people determining your health care? Well, Sydney, our guest is Ron Greiner, and we're drawing to the end of the program. Ron, Sydney, what is the message you would like to leave with our listeners tonight?
I would say don't pay $1,000 a month for health insurance. That's crazy. Many families have HSA insurance for $300 a month. Then they grow their savings in their tax-free HSA. And for those listeners that want more information, they can go to save101.com. And there's information there on how they can go tax-free, or they can call us at 877-SAVE-101.
Now, are these policies available in California?
Oh, yes. Yep. They're available in most states. You might have a problem in New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts.
Well, of course, they've got real problems as far as Massachusetts with this crazy program that that Governor Romney put in. Suddenly he was going to try to do the same thing at the national level. He got a nice smile, but of course you can't trust a politician who put in a program of socialized medicine and then immediately leave as the whole system begins to fall apart. Well, our guest this evening has been Ron Greiner, and of course we've been talking about the coming socialized medical program. You really need to get more information. We hope that we'll bring you a few more programs on this subject so you can help us educate the American people. Hang on there, Ron. We'll be back in one moment. Well, Ron, we have 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, What can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Situation. Of course, I'm skeptical of anything where the government comes offering you free money, and I think we have to be very, very skeptical. And yet we have to understand that there are lots of programs out there that are poorly understood that some people have been able to take advantage of. Of course, we'd be better off if we didn't have the Medicare program, if elderly people were providing their own health insurance, which they could do very, very cheaply. But, of course, the difficulty is that you cannot, as an elderly person, buy your private health insurance here in the United States today. And this is a real problem. And the doctors are trapped in the system, and the patients are trapped in the system, and it's going to end in disaster. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there across America listening to our program, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And that you do that by simply going to our website at radioliberty.com and pushing the donate button, or by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. I certainly want to mention that if you really want to understand what's going on in the world today, from a financial point of view, you want to get my talk on the Financial Armageddon. It comes with a syllabus. That's the Financial Armageddon. If you want to understand the spiritual foundation of the battle, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can get the book, or the CD, or you can get the DVD. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's all the same story, but it explains to you what's really going on. And then to the background of this from a historical point of view, our talk on the forbidden secret. Because there is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. Passed on down for 5,000 years through the secret societies, and there have been secret societies in the past. There are secret societies today. There's one secret society in America, has over 2 million members. In fact, it was their members on the United States Supreme Court. They control the court from 1941 to 1971. And it was during those years they removed God and prayer from our schools. And that, of course, is the Masonic movement. If you want the verification, you can go up on the Internet and simply type in Masons, United States Supreme Court. If you can't get the information, we'll provide it for you. The Masons, part of a secret society founded in the occult, and really the continuation of the ancient secret societies dating back to Gnosticism and the Knights Templar and the Rosicrucians. manifested today in modern-day masonry with their temple in Washington, D.C., and their people in key positions in governments and in courts all throughout America. If you want more information of the book Behind the Lodge Door, Unholy Alliance, or my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that's Behind the Lodge Door by Paul Fisher, Unholy Alliance by James Wardner. There's only a few of these books left, and we have the last supply of them. And lastly, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which you need to get. You need to read and reread because it will change your life forever. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our website is radioliberty.com. You can go there, listen to us on the Internet 9 hours a day and not get much of anything accomplished. But you'll certainly learn a great deal, and hopefully you'll be able to help us reach other people across the country. Encourage them to go to our website where they can watch our DVDs free of charge. Link to the other YouTube sites we have listed there. Read our newsletters and, of course, listen to our radio programs. MP3, blog, archive, satellite, or live. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
There are many people asking questions. There are many people asking why. There are many people paying attention. There are many now who
see the big lie. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are uncovering the lie one step at a time. Thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. We appreciate your support for the Power Hour. We appreciate your wanting to know what's going on in the world.